unlucky wisdom of yours. Your speech is unlucky for the people of the time. Either go you in that direction, and I will run in this direction, or if your way be forwards, I will go back. One sack of wheat and the other of sand is better for me than these vain contriving. My foolishness is a very blessed foolishness, for my heart is well furnished and my soul is devout.
Here, I don't know that the foolishness, it's a little bit complicated, because you could say foolishness, you could say stupidity. Both goes with that word of ahmak. Because foolishness is a little bit lighter. Ahmak is stupid, it's dumb. So my dumbness is a very fortunate, good luck dumbness. Because what? Because my heart is rich, is fruitful, and my jhan is muttaqi, means avoiding all the bad stuff, keeping clean, something like that. So you hear the reasoning. Everything was prepared for this. This is, we're listening from an Arab. Do you remember an Arab? Everything is started with that Arab. Remember when we finished the 7 stories of the first book? 8th one was an Arab. An Arab who had problem with the wife and met the caliph and blah, blah, blah. Here there is this Arab. Means no one. He doesn't belong to any special category. Over there, we wanted to say you, no matter who you are. This is that Arab. That fellow, right? The Joe. Here is almost the same. We see an Arab. A silly one, yes, because he doesn't know how to handle even having the grain and the sand on the camel and all that stuff. On the other hand, there is this fellow, knows blah, 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 but Ruby would say, excuse me, the knowledge? How could I judge if your knowledge is real knowledge or it's not? The only way to see what did it do for you. Then, why? Because you want to share it with me. If you want to share it with me, what did it do for yourself? If it didn't do anything for yourself, I don't want to share it. That simple. Now, Rumi will come in to say big words. First, that yes, this kind of stupidity is a very welcomed one, because here is not working, but the heart is good, the soul is good. Yes?
If you desire that misery should vanish, endeavor that wisdom may vanish from you.
Mm-hmm. Because you feel miserable, you're bad, and this is your philosophy, let go of the philosophy. Because what is philosophy? Is something you believe in, you created, you manage. So if it doesn't make you happy, why go on? Try to let go of that philosophy, yes?
The wisdom which is born of nature and imagination, the wisdom which lacks the overflowing grace of the light of the glorious, the wisdom of this world brings increase of supposition and doubt. The wisdom of religion soars above the sky.
What is he talking about? What is the wisdom of this word which will increase the supposition and doubt? Logic, philosophy. So he prepared everything without mentioning the name of philosophy, except the, over there we'll say the fellow is philosopher. In the story we hear the Hakim. Doesn't matter. Okay, this is his title. But the point is this. There is this wisdom which is not the wisdom of this universe. It's not logic and science. There is this wisdom which comes from another source, which is full of light. That's the real wisdom. The wisdom, he will use Hikmat al-Dunya, wisdom of this universe. The other one is the Holy One. This one will increase the doubts. Yes?
What word is he using for religion? The wisdom of religion soars above the sky.
Yeah, Hikmat al-Dini, Din.
Oh, that's what it
means. Yeah, the word is Din, yes.
So when he uses wisdom, is that, like when he says the wisdom that's born of human, of nature, is he using Hikmat or is it knowledge?
Okay, you're talking about 3189, right?
That's right.
Okay, it's Hikmati. Has tab as all yet was khial. First one is tab, means nature. The second one is khial, imagination, right? Hikmati has tab as all yet was khial. Hikmati bi feize nur zul jalal. A hikmat without that gracious light of His Majesty. Then again, حکمت دنیا فضایت زن و شک حکمت دینی برد فوق فلک. So he repeats four times consciously the word حکمت to say there are two kinds of حکمت. One is حکمت which is physical or material حکمت, which is knowledge. That is no good. There is another one which comes from above. Yes?
The ingenious rascals of latter time have raised themselves over the ancients. The learners of cunning have burned their hearts and have learned feint and tricks. They have thrown to the winds patience and altruism and self-sacrifice and generosity, which are the elixir of profit.
So they are using what? They are using all the activities and tricks and feints, but they are not doing something about patience, giving, generosity and existence. And these are the elixir. These are the stuff that will change me. Because when you talk about the fail and the trick, what is that? Who invented it? Who invented the tricks? God. Animals. They all use the tricks, don't they? They are clever, aren't they? They hunt, they feed, they take care of themselves, they reproduce, they are here. So that's one kind of knowledge. They are knowledgeable. But those knowledge doesn't help me. I need something which cannot be applied over there. You can never tell an animal that be a giver, be generous, or this is what it is. Elixir is this stuff that you could say to a human being, be good, do this, and it doesn't apply to the animal part. They forget this, they bring in those animal tricks. Yes?
The thought is that which opens the way. The way is that on which a king advances. The king is he that is king in himself and is not made king by treasuries and armies.
Do you need any translation here? Wow. These are two verses that my Persian students, they have to memorize. So should you. Because we come back to this. He made something so clear that we'll come back 100 times to this. That when you talk about the path, excuse me, the path is not path for me. Path is something to get me somewhere. And that's the kingdom. So for me, the only path I accept as path is to bring kingdom. But he will put it in two levels. First, thought. What is thought? Thought should open a path. If not, the thought is useless. Path should lead you to good stuff, to kingdom. And by king, I don't mean to be rich by having money and blah blah. By yourself be the king, not with the assets. This is so simple, so sharp to the point, that several times he will refer to it, and we always remember. You could talk about a lot of thoughts. So if the thought will not open a door for me, I will not call it a thought. I don't want it. So for me, first, thought is the opener of a gate, of a path. Path is something to take me to my kingship. And king is someone who by himself, his essence is the king, not by the form of having an army or a lot of gold or jewelry or whatever. So remember this explanation, which will come back a lot, because it's so simple to remember and it's the main key. Because philosophy could turn to a mind game, always. One of the most famous pattern is the political ideology game. They will take a philosophy, they will turn it around, and they make it a movement to do something else. So there are always these thought, this is thought, let's think about this, let's think about that. You'll say, no. Because that means that I'm always thinking, going from this branch to that branch to that branch. So it's not really thought, it's just talking. This self-argument, even if I do it with someone else, is nothing. I call it a thought when it opens a path. I call it a path when it leads to me be the king. And by that, I don't mean to be rich and powerful. I mean by essence in my heart to be the king. This is the explanation which you should remember. Maybe some test will be exactly this. Yes.
So that his kingship remains unto everlasting, like the glory of the empire of the Mohammedan religion.
Okay. And over there, the word, I don't know how you make it Mohammed, because the word is not Mohammed. And Rumi is very clever enough to do that. He will say Dine Ahmadi. And Ahmed means the most appreciated. At the same time, which is the adjective we use for Mohammed. So here is the glory of the land of the most appreciated path, in a way. Now, the beginning of the magic. Before that, do you have any question here? Pay attention how he finished the subject. When the story was coming to the end, last story, he brought in his famous example of lost camel for this wisdom, which we'll remember, and we saw one example of it. From now on, the camel is a very famous personality here. He brought it in to say that was the explanation of these words. The wisdom of a Quran is something that the true mu'min has lost. Means that's what we lost. That's what we should look for. That's the treasure hidden from us.